تسمعني ما تسببتها يعني متى
لك فيرا مانرا فيرا مانرا اكشلي لكاش ديب الكاميرا متفية
مانديش كاميرا طيبة
تال عمل
في قلامي هاني شلك الكاميرا هي هاني شلك الكاميرا
أميلا أيورا ونتينا يس نكس بليز
وجاك بينا نسيت جاك بينا
بي مورد
عود نشلك الكاميرا
أو تي
تي
هلو ون الأوكم التي تيك تانا روفيزيوني البودكاست فين الرفيدو نفالواو
نكتكاو نكومنتاو نكتكاو
ونزم ناو كل episodio ta' Drag Race Season 16 u dan huwa l-14 l-episodio tużana plus 2
palma kien hemm 14 l-apostlu
tnax kien hemm apostlu dol
oh.
Kif qegħdin fuq suġġett ta' drag qabel ma nibdew fuq Drag Race. Jekk intom tisimgħu dil-podcast, intom clearly li tħobbu drag queens u drag shows. Mela, jekk għadkom baqtajtu xil-biljet għal-serv April 14th, this coming Sunday, mill-erba sa' d-disa' ġewwa Groove Gardens, intom ma tħobbux drag queens.
Le, kiltom.
Kontra drag queens.
Kiltom.
So, nisperenna għaw komem.
Eħe. U għappajti minnek, just as a little shout-out to call, petti xedbi u tjani għajt għajkun għedin jamlu live viewing ġewwa fej il-kazin tal-lejbe.
Tal-banda.
Tal-banda.
Ta' San Ġiljan.
Ta' San Ġiljan.
Honestly, kemp malla l-affari.
So nisperaw li ħadd mojru, għax aħna sfortunatament mhux nkunu għaw biex immorru.
Aħna nkunu qegħdin irtir.
U xi ħaġa li nsejna nsemmu minnha nsemmu l-ġimgħa l-oħra. Kienet nixtiequ ngħidu congratulations lil Tia Coffee.
Tal-li tawa rebħa.
Tal-li sfortunatament tawa rebħa.
Tal-li they rigged the whole show for her to win.
Exactly.
I mean, I have my thoughts about it. To be honest, tkellmu fuq Willem u Alaska. And they both said the same thing. To put like, Marina Summers was the obvious winner versus the world. And when Willem made some important notes, or you know, I went back or write il lip sync to Marina or Hannah Conda. And the edit, Marina, Bill Kemptider. They were just showing Hannah Conda and Michelle Visage, because apparently Michelle Visage is friends with Anastasia.
Exactly.
And apparently, like, according to the girls who were in the studio, Marina won that lip sync hands down.
Exactly.
In fact, anka Hannah Conda was gagged that she...
Shocked, took. Baby.
Uh-huh. She's like, I can't believe I took Marina Summers out. But...
Well, not you.
Maybe we'll see her.
Not you.
On All Stars 10.
Not you took her out, technically.
Well, she did, kind of.
Ish. Yeah, but not her. Production.
Oh, yeah, her. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, the question remains. Tia Coffee.
None. Am I excited? Like, Jaya for the television. Fuq da show, ma nafx ma jinteressax.
Yes, please.
Jiena, ħanidilkom il-verità, jiena qatt majtu dal-programm, ġifi dal-episodju tiegħi kien. Ma li naf, il-ġimgħa l-oħra fuq Drag Race kellna makeover challenge, fejn il-Queens kellhom jagħmlu makeover fuq dawn l-ħġiel, sexy muskulati, wow, gentlemen. Fejn jiġu jagħmlu family resemblance, and the shorts is il-choreo. Plain Jane u Lazy Susan ikkaxku din il-challenge u din tkun rebħa ta' Plain. Fil-waqt, il-crowned winner Morphine Love Dion u official winner Safia Kistal are in the bottom u jidin jidu goodbye lil-Queen T.I. Morphine Love Dion.
Għan nitkellmu fuq wkoll fuq il-main episodi imma I would like to point out li Sera Bonici is having the best restore any Maltese Eurovision artist ever had.
Period.
Sarah Bonici knows her target audience and she is lapping it up. She got a gig at Heaven, the gay club in London, and she was hanging out with Morphe Love Dion and the stretching flimkin. At one point, I'm like a reel with this katana on Miss Mon's legs. And the way Sarah Bonici made Morphe Love her backup at that reel deserves a Kant Award.
Like, give it to her.
Happy Mother's Day.
She is pissing the piss.
That mother ate. That woman ate.
That woman ate.
She licked the plate.
And Love in Malta, that's viral.
Exactly.
Damn. Not some silly video that caught 5K view, baby. Anyways.
Exactly.
Welcome. And what did you say about the Asiya in this look? How is it like Asiya?
It was the same. It was a very similar silhouette.
People said that this is the same silhouette that our lovely Maya Iman LePage was in.
It's very similar. Ma kellix dak il-frill ta' taħt.
Eżatt, naħseb kieku ma kellix il-frill bil-blu u orange minn taħt kienet tkun istess ħaġa.
Tibbien sa dikurzita kemm twila Safira actually. Ara sibx fuq l-internet.
Okay. And that enchant.
Għaxan the feeling she's not as tall as we think she is.
Pistal fight. Ajin age għamilt. 5'11".
Eh, uija. Ftit it-twanna. Mish daqsek
twila. Il-fat li nqatu kif nqata li d-dawlu l-għu ma s-sax tajani, inti. Full campaign.
Slay.
Anyways. And people are saying that the jugger that, well, not people, she said that the juggernaut got a bit of a low and she's been in the bottom once, but this won't affect her. Which I completely believe in.
In the meantime, Morphine harb chatter bakelmet fuq il-lips bil-lipstick. It's gonna be so boring without me. I am rooting for you all. Love, Morphine, love Dion.
Brava.
I warmed up to Morphine a lot throughout the season.
I warmed up to Morphine, but Plain said this was one of the best lip syncs. Do I agree with that? No.
In context of the whole season, I would say it was one of the better ones. Bash Batanj kena lip syncs.
I think the Morphine versus Safira, the first one was a lot better. And
xkienet id-diska madik?
Li ma nafx kienet id-diska ma naf li ċabċbet fl-ħaj.
Faħam.
Li dik, I can wear my Louis Vuitton. Ta' begin tejne.
Oh.
Dik.
I hate that song.
Loħja u body. I mean.
But body was Morphine's song, so. To me, a good lip sync is when both of them are really good.
Fair
and
enough.
We're getting a show. Unless going for example for Majal Denali or Kamora Hall, where Denali just fucking ate that and Kamora Hall was just pacing around.
Mm-hmm.
That like it was still Kanti, but yeah.
Anyways, congratulations.
It's James for Wind for Twin. Q is Bitter Boots, Bitter Betty, Altila, if you're like they have read you about the bodysuits, the leotards, I'm like, girl.
Yina.
Jane, I'll mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
As Jane Alet, but like it's not just about what she'll be study, but like it's the whole journey and experience of the makeover.
I think, and this is what I heard on Race Chase, I'm actually going to smite the ocean tea. Alaska said, and so did Willem, they said that they did not like the concept of this, which, to a certain extent, I agree with them. They took you. Bejaġuni li qalu li when you put someone in drag, especially someone who has never been in drag, you want to give them the look and the feel of being a woman. Because that's what it is when you're in drag, to feel and have the essence of a woman.
And which is true.
Which is true. And Q just felt like she did clowny.
And I which think is, the reason for that is l-intimata tamal makeup to shahat tihor to actually change them the way, for example, Jane changed her dancer. I think the clown makeup is easier to do.
But wouldn't you want to feel like a fucking woman when you're in drag?
Yes, of course.
Like, but I wanna feel like a fucking Alexander Pacho.
But at the end of the day, like, drag has evolved a lot more than just that. Mm-hmm. So we have to appreciate that as well. But I think Q's take on it was maybe she's not that much of a good makeup artist on other people, and she could get away with doing a clown face. So fair. Any mistakes can be hidden.
Fair enough. So probably, I still wanted to feel like a fucking woman in boots. Q and Jane like to torment each other. They are like the bitches of the season. I think
Jane, I'll tell you, your makeover was dressed like a fucking Muppet. Where is that?
Oh, T. I think Q is a bigger bitch than Blaine is. Do you agree?
She really
with that?
Is. 100%.
In the beginning, we saw that Plain Jane was a bit of a bitch, but now Q is like probably coming out of her shell, and I'm seeing her a bit bigger bit of a bitch.
Jane was only a bitch when Amanda was around. The second Amanda left, Jane stopped being a bitch as such.
And especially in what I've seen, like, outside. I mean, this episode really just clears everything. Okay, surprise. Oh my God, Q's let it die. Imma.
Ezzat, I mean, ek tisnod l-episodi, right, so no spoiler.
Li għajt zgur u għal-fat li Twitter, aka X, they really didn't want Q there. They were happy that Q didn't pass for the top four. Specialment with all the allegations that she's been getting recently.
About what?
About one, the black scent, and we talked about it, but to us it was like literally nothing.
Yeah.
To be honest, if Monet and Naomi never really spoke about it on the podcast, they would never fucking clogged it. Imman somma.
Ezzat.
U xaġa ħajja, I don't think people were really liking her outside of the show. So it really made a huge impact on her. And I think if she actually went to the top four, which, well, we knew she wasn't going to be there. They would have been not happy with her. She wouldn't have won anyways.
I wonder if we'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
Point as more tartart.
Nymphy, even after the challenge, she is still doubting herself. Especially after they had that chat with the hot seat guy that really opened up, that we thought he was gay for a second.
Uh-huh.
So kudos to her, but this is the top four. Is this the top four you were envisioning? No.
Yes.
You didn't see Q.
Yes, I was always either between Q or Plasma.
Fair enough. I wanted more Fiend instead of Q, my fam.
The other three I predicted immediately.
No, we predicted like the first thing we said during like the walkthroughs.
Jane and Safira, for sure.
No, we knew this.
That even Nymphia, I mean, Meet the Queens, il-look ta' Nymphia was already top four material, even
Nymphia,
Jane,
Safira. So,
I think we did have some surprises. For example, I did expect Tsunami to do a lot better in the competition as a whole.
But I think we can leave that for next week's episode. I don't want to get into it. I just want to mention out, who the fuck is this Ken man? Damino.
His name is Ronan Farrow. He is the son of actress Mia Farrow. He's a journalist, Marietta, and a writer.
Gay.
He was already a... Mela.
Gay.
You know, in this.
In my gay, like gay. Mish gay, my gay.
Yeah, mill harder, but in Gazja, she got the All-Stars treatment, eh?
Oh.
Yeah, mux ikrah. But too blonde for my liking.
Next question. And it said, you weaken to air group, and it's a top four. Woo, top four. I mean, it came excited to top four. Oh, look, if the Isabella. Yeah, it's
a... Ah, ma tahmelish.
Il cute at night, I look if tahlet. Aya, di. Aya, xinu tamil?
Plain, Alet, she can finally be her true self and be a happy version of herself, as was let's saw.
And Safiya said, and I think you said it, they were like, what were you before?
Is that? Fake as bitch, punk as hoe.
Fake. Unitlu Brupol li besek.
Ma tanċ kenna video messages da season.
Ne, ma tanċ kenna, fejti dispeċini, għam soj l-kulħat.
Et jaqtawon bil-mot il-motu mela ħela taħin. Production.
U dak il-television, Panasonic, kon odnu l-lule.
Leħi.
Titħol Brupol in this lovely black and white suit, ma tejqitnix, ma tejqitnix.
Pulita,
top.
Elegant.
Xaġi differenti, kull ġimgħa. U dik il-congratulations li tagħhom għas semifinals vera kienet monotone. Tipo, congratulations. Isu par eżempju pal dak il-manager li kollok li ma tkunx taf li għalaqt sitxu jemmek il-ek proset.
Fa, eżatt.
Ek, dak il-tip ħassejta jiena. U titlu maħtax kienet il-mini challenge ta' dil-ġimgħa?
Il-mini challenge dil-ġimgħa kien jisima' Aqua Boogie. Fej kellhom defsu rasom isom qed jirremettu ġo toilet u dej lipsink taħt il-baħar, taħt l-ilma. Taħt l-ilma b'somm.
Is it called waterboarding?
Motorboating naħseb.
Waterboarding.
Is it waterboarding?
Yes. Għax Madonna, waterboarding on TikTok, it blew up for some reason. Like everyone's talking about waterboarding.
Oh.
And when I saw this challenge, I'm like, what is this?
So is the thing?
I don't know if people know what waterboarding is or if you know what waterboarding is. From what I understood, waterboarding is when you are submerged in water as if you are drowning, but when your gag muscles tipo open up and you get the sensation of you're actually like gagging.
Gag on it.
Ija. Ma, isma, l-episode ġimgħa għan nitkellmu fuq daw l-affarijiet, ġifi, we can talk more about it on this week's episode.
Ekko.
So, we'll get to what waterboarding is, that's for sure. Imma,
anyway, l-dik ħagġa li tal-limna minn dil-minni challenge għalli Safira, ma nafux minn fejġa bet parżejz il-ġodda.
Min fej ġabitom? U fej kienet il-taħbihom? Aġve għazbita u kiet sejziet?
I mean, fatti ru għaltila xaħġa, għaltila jes, għaltila under far apart as well, in reference to her tiny ass titibib illi kella. U ru għaltila, you have a breastplate connection? U kont ħamud biddaħ.
I hated this mini challenge. I hated this mini challenge.
I miss when they used to do the puppet one. The puppet one used to be really fun.
What happened to the puppet?
I think they tried to spice it up, biex ma jkunx dejjem l-istess.
I hate this.
This wasn't the best thing ever.
Is this the and you know what I said to myself? Is this the closest we're gonna get to having the top four have a song?
Technically, yes.
Ash, Nifa didn't know the words. Q was fucking the day, yani. Safiya, I didn't laugh. Tipo, this was a really boring ass challenge.
Uh-huh. Mash mifiq alawa. Ma nafx lima producer attempted fi podġob il-qeda u qal
and
fsilhom rasom fl-ilma
u RuPaul is living.
RuPaul titħaq minn xejn ilek tkun tħu gami ta' qabel. Tkun medicated.
I mean, I'm glad that the queens acted like they were having fun.
I mean, they have to.
They have to. I mean, can we not talk about this? Because it's hurting me.
Mira, baħġ nsej ta.
Safiya.
Slay. Mura peċi trippal ximkien.
Eh, ma jiet. Safi. Ma, girl, I don't know xejn u għadaw il-postijiet. Għani, għaw. Spy Resort, ġewwa Salini.
Eżatt.
U għajħat mu jtikol ximkien.
Għamba t-serat jikol.
Dak, x'ismu dak il buffet
516 tal-waterfront.
Dak il-buffet ta' kull night aħad li l-Maltin jixxarbu għalih, x'ismu?
Ta' soldi?
Ma nafx naħseb daku.
Le, ta' soldi fenkati jaħseb. Ta' soldi repet, ikladni
għal ta' soldi. Immaġna kif ikun hija gejs. U inti għadek kif irbaħt ikla qalt ngħid ġewwa sotto pizzerija. Wow! U l-Queens, wow! Pizza ħadd. Anyways, għaddit din il ridicule ta' mini challenge u nimxu għal Maxi Challenge li ħalli f'idejk.
Ru to sell us her memoir, li ħadmet għaxina xrajtu. Basically, ħad ġel il-Queens jagħmlu memoir. They're gonna write their stories, they're going to have a book cover, book title. It's essentially a branding challenge. They're also gonna have a podcast interview to plug the book. Faqa, immaġinat, Malta namlu ħahna.
Ħat ma jazinna, il-ġomma li jazdu ġorta.
Oh. Anyway.
I hated this episode. This was one of the worst semifinals I've ever watched in RuPaul's Drag Race history.
It really was.
It sadly was the worst.
But nifhem għal xiex, għax one rooted biħi ktieb. U two, ħadd minn daw mu kapaċi jisfanu jkanta. Let's be honest.
Yeah, ħanti jilek għax għandek raġun.
The only one that can sing and maybe pick up a choreography is Safira.
Exactly. Q can dance for shit.
Jane, laqas.
Jane, mish she can dance for shit. She'll pick up the choreography later.
Aha.
Nifja għanda masters in...
Ma tafx tikteb lyrics?
Eżatt, ma għanda masters in danceography, choreography, u probably għanda masters in journalism, u ma nafux.
Pa.
But no, I hated this. It was so lackluster. Dew jitkalmu fuq xħajn pull affarijiet, and again, it was a pretty lackluster. I mean, fuq xiex tikbu inti ktieb kif kont flokom. Would you take the plain Jane out of being funny? Or would you take the cure out of being a bit more sensitive? I mean, they all were a bit sensitive in any case.
Plain was the
out of the box one.
I think for this challenge, I would take the vulnerable route and talk about something, a vulnerable moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's the way to get to True's heart, naħseb.
And the people's heart. I think this was an episode where you really needed to get the people's opinion on you.
Exact.
I would have also taken the vulnerable part. I think Plain did a very big mistake when she said she's going to do the funny part, because that's not what they expect to see from you, because they want to get to know you. And the memoir is to get to know the person. So I don't think she really understood this challenge as much. I think she just wanted to be funny.
Uh-huh.
I think let's talk about the most interesting part of this whole fucking challenge, which
the
was
photo shoot.
The photo shoot.
Directed by Ru, and very happy to know that Ru, for a lack of better word, than Dahal. Actually, there is a better word, the Dariji, because that's what she was doing. She was directing and producing.
Exactly.
I'm obsessed with this look of Nymphia.
Nymphia, I think, was the best guest.
This is one of the best looks I've ever seen.
This is amazing.
Photographer is a lesbian.
And people love him.
Marshmallow.
I have no clue who she is. This look on Nymphia is reminding me like what Dua Lipa would have worn. Like this is very Dua Lipa. Maybe you could be the one to make it.
Malab, that is Zarbon.
I'm not sure that look is Zarbon. That is Zarbon. That
is Zarbon. Very,
very, very ill.
كم نشتيق نلبسو نتفي سيجاريت بيه
او تب اما من فلوك تتفاو مالاي تسيجاريت وتتفي بسايك تتولي سايك فوق ويا وتتفاو تتفي من ويا
ازاد
I think this was one of the funnest photo shoots.
اها
I enjoyed this more than the rest.
I hated this look on Q.
Burn it. I hate Marsh Grota Kulur.
Man of Supposkinet. Vera fucking kera.
Awek u għaw kol il-part fej dir jitkelmu fuq il-book tajt saħom u I għalet alfabet soup.
Ahash, she's Q.
I don't like this look. I don't, oh my god, mim veta daħtli għajt ija A, B, C, D, E, F, G sa' Abel Q u Waja Q. When they found out that she left the competition, u kuħati fiħ.
Faħ.
Safira u kol kienet fun. I mean, again, I think
the
she just
top pukant.
The top pukant. I think what really sold it is the fact that RuPaul really enjoyed her presence.
I mean, Safira has a presence.
Safira is a mother, you know? I mean,
that's
why
she's
going to win. I love
this look on her.
Mm-hmm. She knows shape on her.
Yes.
Which is really good. Because when you know shape, you can do so much more with your, especially with your height. Plain hijacked in this flat ass human hair wig, and I don't understand. I think she wanted to be funny, and I really didn't want you to be funny in this. I wanted you to cry.
I love the look. The dress is
Beautiful.
But it deserved better hair.
I'm not human. Anka RuPaul, Allah, please.
Innu tajtu ma l-fan kim mitfi?
Għaj ċaħġa li kim mitfi l-fan u kħat jitnejek bija, u koll.
Għaj,
mitfi.
Work the fan, l-fan ma jidurx.
Probably, ma kienet xtafu RuPaul li kien mitfi?
Faqa, to be honest.
Ajaħa, xtila bil-fan kien meħelwa.
Pulita.
This is another thing cash tal-podcast. Mana, daw kiku ġo fil-podcast mana jek kienu. Le, to be honest, ma kienu xkunu għek. Wela kienu
għek. Fuq Zoom.
Fuq Zoom.
Ġol work room.
Eżatt, inti bil-qed, inti m'intix biqgħed fuq is-siġġu ma' mitluq fuq is-sodda.
Mitluqa fuq is-sodda.
U jiena bdil kamera li l-għandna minn 2008. Da kien judge Matt Jorgeis le fis-season li għadda mal-boyfriend tiegħu. Għax għandu boyfriend le?
Oh, slay, jista' jkun.
I could be wrong. I didn't know it. I didn't say I was smart. Le, which I'm interested. Plain Jane with plain cash.
Interviews again were fucking boring.
No, boring as hell. Like, I was bored.
Sorry,
this episode.
I prepared the podcast when taking Yamru Amaru, Big Tech Clutch.
Oh, yeah.
The interview with Michelle and Roe. They used to be a lot more fun. This was lazy. This is a lazy episode. Lazy Susan. Lazy episode.
Fantafli, it's step mother ta Plain Jane actually designs Lazy Susans.
Ċifiri.
Like ta' badom and she does marble artwork on Lazy Susans.
Lazy Susan xini?
Ma taf xini Lazy Susan?
Le.
Bissejja ta'
xini?
Issa biex nafxini. Biex nafxini Lazy Susan jina u inti ma tafx. Int qatt ma tħaġġok xina.
Dik. Ma konx nafxini Lazy Susan.
Fe, ma konx taf.
Eħe.
It's called the Lazy Susan. Pal daw tagħmel. Pal daw għalhekk kienet ħatmut Rupol.
Għalhekk hija ħatmut mela.
I thought you understood that.
No, I thought it's just like plain Jane, Lazy Susan.
Well, yes, but at the same time, Lazy Susan is this.
Eh, now I get the point. Le ma kontx naf li Lazy Susan di jgħidula.
Oh.
Pa.
Okay. Who was your standout throughout all of these?
I thought Safira was a standout in the interview. Again, Safira knows what she's doing, not knows what she's talking about, knows when to stop, knows when to answer, how to answer. There's that energy about her that she's a star.
There's that interview energy that she's already been doing this.
Nymphia,
on the other hand, this is the reason why I thought that she wouldn't win. Ash, ma bdix titkellem on cue. Meow. So I was like, this is not gonna go well for her. But I enjoyed Nymphia opening up. It's not something that she's not opened up on, but she's opened up more on, if that makes sense. Tipo Safiya, it was something new.
Ezat.
It's the usual thing what happens in the semi-final of the top four. What was your first impression of us? What did you think of us? Can you tell us what you think?
The top four you wanted.
I mean, because like, what were our first impressions? Unsetli aħna minn episodju sħin butxafu kull kwin. Completely insane.
In my head, these mirror chats, there was not much to be exciting about.
You know
they
what?
Talk about their highs and lows.
Let's ask this to each other. What was your high? And what was your low?
Of these four queens?
Yes, yeah, let's say of these four queens.
I think like one of the best moments was Nymphia's first ball look.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
And Plain Jane's snatch game.
Yes, Plain Jane, Nymphia. I think those were like the highest moments. So I completely agree with you. Is that on that moment? Let's go low. We need to break.
Please.
Hello, wasana Lura.
Lura al main stage. And my god, this Ru look, Gorgina, gorgeous. Much bitaksh?
No.
Ala much bitaksh.
Mm. I don't like the hair. I think the hair should have been bigger.
Yeah, I like this hair. It's very elegant.
I've seen the silhouette on you like 700,000 times.
Yeah, but if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Trikat bist ja job nien. Trikat tanoj mi.
Eħe, faqa.
Għansi, ma lipsi xie sex gloves għawek.
Jien ix nara il-xar li għanda Michelle fuq roċi darba.
Jien nixtieq li x'darba l-stylist jidla let's spice things up. Hello?
Jien ma tgħid hello.
Le, like let's spice things up, hello.
I mean, to be honest, Zoldi is very good, so...
I'm not saying he's bad, ma dejjem l-istess ħaġa jagħmel Zoldi.
But so did Bianca, and won her season, so...
Eh, ma jien nixtieq, per esempio, she's fucking RuPaul, like, I don't give a fuck what Bianca did. Ma she's RuPaul, can you imagine her walking out in, like, pants, and, like, an oversized fucking jacket and a boob tube?
Le.
Yes, I want that. I want something new now.
But that wouldn't be her.
It doesn't matter. Give her the same hair color she's been doing for the past March coming season.
Eh. So.
I want to see something new. That's all I want to say. And this look didn't do it for me. I was like,
fair enough.
I was like, Yeah. Before we get to the runway, can we talk about
Shay Moj, bakim so mad l-episode iso?
Ve, ma ġobni, ve, jettilkom, ma l-ewel, għagġi li jettilkom, tilkom dal-episode, ve, ma ġobni xina. This was like one of the most boring episodes that I had to hide. U wissa, la ħani ġud kemmo ġobni xina l-episode, you. What the fuck is this runway, ah? Isn't it supposed to be like eleganza, semi-final, pussycant, walks? No, it's fam.
No, exactly, because it's... They're going to be eliminated. It's not the top four. They do the regal thing when they're all going to pass through the fucking next thing.
But they... No. These queens have already been said they're in the finals. So this should have been the best drag eleganza look, not this fucking random ass fan look.
Exactly, because they're keeping the best drag for the finale.
No, that's not, that never... But they never did that. They never did that. Dejjem semifinal qabel il-reunion kienu kollhom their best drag.
But all four of those used to stay. The last time someone went home on the top four was Chichi Devane.
Exactly.
On season 8.
And they were their best drag.
Exactly. Since then it didn't happen, so they changed it.
Nixxieġi jagħmluha kif inhi, sorry, ta'.
Faqa.
Le, I mean, dik li moġbitni xina. Issa, it's either they're gonna keep it in kella for the next week's shit show episode. Yo.
Jista jkun.
Yo. Ma nafx. Ma nafx.
Setting off. Setting off. Setting off.
Iwa, ħafta tatni fġewa, għax xina fen. U meta ma jamnux l-affarijiet kif is-soltu jkunu. U ma jkunux is-soltu.
Inti fen, and so is this runway.
Exactly.
And first up is Q, looking gorgeous in orange. Trend alert for the season is orange. Kulħat libis l-orange this season. I like this look. I don't like the sculpted wigs.
I think the hair should have been bigger.
I just don't. Manaf, so wigs vera ma jibblu li xej lili.
I think the hair should have been bigger.
It would but have I given like this look.
And I think she needed some more accessories, especially on the hand. It feels a bit bare. So it's just an event in the middle and nothing on the sides. Like even a nail.
But it's a good look.
It's a good look. I think the hair and some accessories would have done it justice, pero. Safira in blue, giving...
Royal blue
heritage, which is not the first time we've seen her in royal blue, but anyways, and we have this reveal of two fans on the side, which reminded me of a gecko.
It's giving Africa, is giving Mama Africa, is giving
oh Mama
royalty. I love it. I love the hair. I love the look. I love the fans coming out of the side with the African prints.
I love the hair.
Period.
I did not like this look.
I really like it. I think it's very on brand for Safira.
I feel that. Yeah, the reveal was a bit meh. I it was okay. I mean, I if it wasn't there, I wouldn't have said anything. I think.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not like I'm the kid reveal.
Exactly, but what I
want,
I really wanted like something a bit more at the bottom, tipo something that can elevate the front of it, because the front it looks really boring. It's just a royal blue dress, fil verità. And it just had an event in the sides.
But I think then it would have been too busy. Like this, the emphasis on the fan, which is what the challenge is. What the category is.
Yeah. Yeah. This umbat is a look.
And now I wasn't too obsessed with this.
I loved this look.
I let Michelle during the judging. I'm like, she's bored of seeing this Marie Antoinette look.
But she lives for it every single time.
Yes, but she's like, I would be very happy if I wouldn't see it ever again. It's a good look. I mean, it's
we're
cool.
We're talking about Nymphia, by the way, because we didn't mention Nymphia. This is Nymphia.
Yeah, I like the nails, that the pussy's on fire. The Asian on Marie Antoinette.
I love it. Because the...
And it's yellow.
It was... Fair enough. But what I loved about this is the details in the blue. Tipo, it's what pulls out of the whole kind of concept and what makes it look better. Like, even the small details in their hair, they really sold it for me as a look. And I think this is why it was one of my favorite looks. Sakem Harjet, fucking plain Jane.
In this look, which was apparently made by Utica.
You think?
Gorgeous, a gorgeous look.
Beautiful.
Do I think it has enough fan? No. But she looks stunning.
What I think was the fan is that the pleatedness of it looked like a fan, especially at the back. I wish she kept the fan that she had in her hand a bit longer.
Yes.
Because it would have really sold it to us. But everything else, I love like the proportion. I love how the light touches it. Like everything.
Gorgeous. The hair, gorgeous. Everything.
The hair was an event.
Brava.
This is beautiful. I love this. Shane Lemaalush in what we said. I mean, I think themselves knew that it was a boring ass episode. And the one thing I noticed is that Michelle was yelling to her critics.
Fully tired. Mafshala.
Fully tired. Q, jena naħseb li inti sa jkun taħjar, bitch. Jom ma kienx qed jaħdem il-mic dakinhar. Ma nafx, tajetna. Il-Q għalula li tipo, the problem was not the look, but just this, what you did for the book, which I agree on. Il-ktib, oh my God, how...
Do you think they got a say in how it was designed?
Probably, yeah.
Nispera. I mean, to be honest, it wouldn't have been fair if they weren't involved in that.
Sophia,
I mean, Nymphia had the best looking book cover.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Sophia and Sophia and Nymphia got the best critiques, but I think Nymphia won specifically on that book cover, because that book cover is absolutely amazing.
It really is.
Absolutely. The way the hair touches the words, the big shoes, like everything, like... really hit the nail on the head. And for once, Plain Jane, not for once, but Plain Jane got pretty sad critiques.
Basically, they told her that her interview was just about being a bitch and nothing was plugged from the book. Which, it's true. But I think, again, it's...
And they didn't like the hair.
Yeah, which was like... I love the hair.
No, the hair on the book.
They
adore this look.
Anyway, Nymphia gets her third win.
Sedna, wait, how do one? Għaxa saqni duna u koll. If this is the semi-final, kif mamlux? This is young plain Jane. What would you say to young plain Jane?
I think that's all saved for another time.
For next week's episode, Jifi?
Maybe.
What the hell are you going to do in next week's episode? Next week, għanna Lollapalooza. ċajam, no, ħaj waqfum li jifsnu jedu. Let's get depressing for a second. Ikpin infi on the spot.
Le, jinnej, like, they're going to do it during the finale. The finale, they're going to do something like that. Or they just don't care about doing that anymore.
No. It's a hill in albi. Like, it's your fetwani, mentalment. Anyways, Nymphia tibaħ il-tielet challenge taħ, il-tielet challenge taħ.
Il-tielet.
Il-tielet challenge taħ.
Safira is safe and the bottom two queens are Jane and Q.
And they lip sync too.
Better Be Good To Me ta Tina Turner. Li, I have to admit, never heard of the song.
It's a good song.
I love it. I mean, to be honest, like, just more nismaha, like, wara, just more consumata, I love Tina Turner. The second Jane, the Tinza, I was a bit scared, but she still looked really good because she had, like, this nude bodysuit. And she was giving us comedy and the titties were bouncing right.
Imnalla kella di, jina għalla ħajs nizaddi, kelli għanda fuq għal-cape tawaj, għax kun naqbat n-wezha.
Ezzat, I think that's what made it look even funnier.
You can't dance like for this. Shit. Not even, I can't say plain can't dance for shit, but she gives comedy and connects with the camera.
Ezzat, she knows how to move that titty bib.
And if it weren't for the boobs, for the boobs, I think it would have been a top two.
To be honest, Q wasn't that much of a mess.
Matajċ kasa Q. I didn't even look at her once, unfortunately. Lifan ġit uqdim il-kamera. Ibis.
And in a twisted turn of events, Jane wins the lip sync and Q, expecting it to be a double shanty to go to a top four, she sent backing.
The funniest thing out of all of this is the long pause RuPaul has.
Oh my god. Right,
before saying Q.
Right, to that ledit.
You are.
Uji like shababit shit, like, it's really long. It's like, vera kitta daħda kledit.
Oh my god,
Hajjana,
għax it was so. Vegnet u jilla biex dejdila, għax naħseb għal-post għamleta taħi biex ma
tgħidlix
xandej u also stay. Infatti, għedin Safija leaned, like, huh?
Do you think, because normalment, niftakar, when they did this last on season 8, they filmed all of them going home.
Mm-hmm.
Chi-Chi, Bob, Kim, and Naomi Smalls. Do you think there was one done for Jane as well? I don't think so, because
next week
Q's reaction looks
there.
Genuine.
No, you will know, and she's because there, next week she's there, because spoiler alert, this next week's episode is a Lollapalooza. And when I thought Lollapalooza, I'm like, Bomba is going to be on the main stage. Like, hakunem, like, na'anis min qabel, so in this story, halso darbtej, bish moja ya will Queens, wahda Lollapalooza, wahda al-finale. No. It's in the fucking workroom again.
My theory about this is the top four, actually, kif de dinajtot diska, none of them are good lip syncers if the song is not chosen by them. Unlike what we've seen in the past, any song you give some performance, Sasha Colby, Anitra, Lux, they will perform to it. So, none of these are that good of lip syncers and dancers for them to do that.
It's a stand-up.
So they're moving away from the surprise element of them having to sing to a random song. So they will write an original song for each.
And the feeling in kella, because this is how it's gonna be. Next week, jekk miju xunien / Lollapalooza, ħanidejja, ħankun onestawek.
Also, il-Lollapalooza kieku ġrat during the season, fan favorites would have gone home. Abel.
Ezzat.
Like Q probably would have been out in the Lollapalooza.
I'm happy that we have a Lollapalooza. I'm sad that we're not getting a proper reunion, because that's what I want, a fucking proper reunion. And I also think for the finale, there's going to be the three queens performing the same song. Tipo, instead of having it as in the semifinals, we're going to get it in the final.
I think it would be an individual song for each.
I don't know. My heart button depression.
Fa.
I just love this show so much. And when they don't follow the I'm not saying the usual.
I don't mind the change.
Again, it's fine. They can change. Stuff can change. But I think there could have been a lot, and I mean a lot of different ways, where the semifinal, reunion / Lollapalooza, and now hopefully the final, could have been done. Because something else which I'm not understanding is how the top three queens are not going to be together to watch the crowning. This is the first time this has ever happened, I think. From all franchises.
I think so.
This is from all franchises. Because one is going to be at $3 bill, and the other is at somewhere else. Nymphia is at $3 bill. Plain and Safira are going to be somewhere else. It's a manafsh if Habali $3 bill is, I think $3 bill is in New York.
I have no idea.
I don't know if it might be because of like one wants to be in Los Angeles and one wants to be in New York because she's a New York queen.
For obvious reasons, I'm not familiar with bars in the US.
So, but this is the first time I'm seeing this kind of format of them not even watching the finale together. And this is also
anyway, we'll have to wait and see.
I don't like waiting.
Oh, fa.
Uwek, wala dikit baqbi akolla min għandi, nidġu għat-tmim tal-episodju tal-ġimma ma T-Revizjoni T-AT għaktana, t-tidġu l-rating ta' 5-star reviews kon fiħedin t-semmu l-podcast tana, għallu kol follow fuq Instagram, @T_T_tana, u għallu follow l-inna u kol, għanna kollox fuq Instagram bio, u nawkum il-ġimma diħla għal-T-A.
T-AT.
Tana. Revizjoni. Bye. Thank you.